Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we take time to pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been continuing our series, Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World, and we've seen how forgiveness was a huge part of who Jesus was and is. As we take time to pray about that, if you're nervous and you say, oh, I've never prayed before, don't worry, it's not too complicated. It's simply talking to God. You can do that out loud with words. You can do it quietly in your thoughts, whatever you're able to do comfortably where you are. What I'll do is I'll suggest some topics you can pray about, and I'll leave you some time to talk to God about those things. And to get us started, I will give us some time in silence just to focus our thoughts on God. Well, we start with adoration, giving thanks that, recognizing that God is a God of forgiveness. That He, from the very beginning of our existence as a human race, has been hurt by us and yet has chosen to forgive us through it all. So let's start by addressing our prayer to the God of forgiveness. Now we move into confession, and we'll use the same confession prayer that I asked you to pray yesterday. I'll lead you through it slowly so you can say the words yourself. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance, in weakness, and through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Well, now in thanksgiving, give thanks that God has not turned His back on us, but does offer forgiveness to all who truly repent and say, I will go a different direction in life now with God's help by following Jesus. So let's give thanks that God offers this forgiveness. And finally, in supplication, let's ask God for that forgiveness. Lord of mercy, grant us pardon and peace, that cleansed from our sins, and with peace in our hearts, we may be free to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.